neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
And the Haftarah, Vatashar Devorah. So now, the question is asked about this parasha and the Haftarah that has a connection. So the Midrash brings at the time that the Egyptian they went through the ocean. So Ribono Shel Olam asked the Yam Suf to throw out the Egyptian. Why? Because Am Yisrael they were scared, and that's why it says Vayaminu Vashem Moshe Abdo. The final trust was when they saw their enemies dead. But Yam Suf was not willing to throw him out. He says, no, I'm not going to do it. Why? Because the Yam Suf said, all day, the fish that said, Poteach et yadecha v'shpetach et ha'aretz. So now all these misrim, they're there. So the food is provided. I'm not going to throw him out. So Hashem Baruch told the Yam Suf, don't worry, at the time of the Sisra, the Haftarah that we recited, I'm going to pay you back. Not only that, I'm going to give you interest too. So that's what exactly happened. At the time of the Sisra, we see many soldiers that were drowned in the water. So Hashem paid them back. There's another reason. It says, Vatasha Devorah. Who was Devorah? Who was Devorah?
The one that gave milk to the...
No, that was Yael. Yeah, Devorah was the judge at that time.
She sat under the tree.
Yeah, exactly. So what was the background of the Devorah? So it's brought that the background of Deborah was Sipporah. Actually, Deborah was the incarnation of the Sipporah, the wife of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. She was the Gilgul of Sipporah. So now here, at the time of Am Yisrael, they sang to Hashem, Sipporah was not present. What was she? Her father. That's why you see, this week, Yitro brought her back. So now, at that time, because she was not available to sing, so she came back to sing for Ribono Shel Olam. Yeah. So that's the connection between the parasha and the after. So here we learn, when you have opportunity to sing, if you don't sing, you have to come back and sing. Hashem is like, you know, to sing like right on time, so we don't need to come back. It's going to be sure.
Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomosheli. Koilani Shomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shomone Shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.